Hey everybody, Roger here, and you're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. You give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you tools that you can put to work right away in your home cooking toolkit. All right, so today's Quick Fix is brought to you by my friend J.D. Duran of the In Session Film Podcast. You can find him over at insessionfilm.com. JD wanted to know about a good recipe for shredded chicken that they can use in tacos and burritos and those sorts of things, so I put together this quick fix to cover that. And this is a great topic because shredded chicken is absolutely fantastic. You can make a lot of it ahead of time, and it's very versatile. You can use it in tacos and burritos and enchiladas and those sorts of things, but you can also use it on a sandwich with barbecue sauce, like a pulled pork sandwich type of a thing. You can put it in wraps, put it in soup, you can use it as a pizza topping, and so on and so on. The challenge, though, when making shredded chicken is that it doesn't turn out like chewy shoelaces. That is, it doesn't turn out overcooked and dry. Now, with any protein, the method of cooking has a lot less to do with how juicy the final product turns out rather than how long you cook it. You know, you can boil boneless, skinless chicken breasts, which is arguably the wettest way you could possibly cook them, and they can still turn out dry and leathery. Likewise, you can roast them in the oven, which is a very dry method, and have chicken that turns out moist and juicy. So really the key is just not to overcook the chicken, regardless of how you make it. Now, one of the first instincts that people have for shredded chicken is to put those things in the slow cooker for long, slow cooking. But unlike, say, a pork roast, chicken breasts don't really benefit from that type of cooking because there's not a lot of fat or connective tissue to break down. So it's really not necessary to do it that way. All you really need is a skillet or a saute pan with a lid, and you can have shredded chicken on the table in relatively little time. Now, this particular chicken recipe, you can adapt to whatever you want using whatever sauce or seasoning you want, but today I'll share a spice mix that you can put together very easily for things like tacos, burritos, and enchiladas. So just to go over what you need, ingredient-wise, for the shredded chicken, you need about 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast, a couple of cloves of garlic, one small piece of ginger root that's been peeled, maybe about the size of maybe your thumbnail, salt and pepper and chicken broth. And then for the taco seasoning, you just need 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of brown sugar, and then 1/2 teaspoon each of kosher or sea salt, ground black pepper, garlic powder, onion powder, dried oregano, and 1 dash or 2 of cayenne pepper, depending on how spicy you like things. And don't worry, you can find this information all on the website at kitchencounterpodcast.com, where you can find the recipe and the ingredient list for the shredded chicken. Now, first of all, let me just say there is an optional step here that you can hedge your bets a little bit on the juicy chicken breast thing. If you have a little bit of time, you could brine the chicken breasts in a solution of about 2 quarts water and 1/2 cup salt. You brine for about 1 hour, and then you take them out and you rinse them off, and then you proceed with the rest of these cooking steps, and your breasts will turn out a little more juicy, but it's certainly not necessary to get great results. So whether or not you brine them, go ahead and grab your skillet or your saute pan and heat that up with some oil over medium-high heat until it's good and hot, and then you want to add in your chicken breasts and cook for about 3 minutes before you turn them over. Then you're going to add the garlic, ginger, salt and pepper, and just enough broth to come up about 1/3 of the way up on those chicken breasts. You want to reduce the heat to a simmer, cover the pan, and cook for about 10 minutes or until the chicken is no longer pink. Now, when that's done, you want to remove the chicken to a bowl and go ahead and shred it with your hands or a couple of forks. Save about 1/2 to 3/4 cup of the cooking liquid that had the garlic and the ginger in it, and add the shredded chicken back into the pan along with the seasonings and that cooking liquid. Then you want to simmer uncovered until the liquid is reduced and the chicken is cooked through, maybe about 5 more minutes. Now you've got some shredded chicken all ready to go for your next taco night. Well, I hope you found that quick fix interesting. And remember, if you need to get the recipe and the ingredients list, just head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/17 for the show notes for this episode. JD, I hope this was helpful for you. Let me know how the shredded chicken turns out. And anyone else, if you'd like to send in a topic request, send me an email at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. I'm Roger, and until next time, happy cooking.